This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 9th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. U.S. stocks soared higher today after President Trump said he would back off on most of his tariffs temporarily, as investors had so desperately hoped that he would. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed over 2,900 points, 7.8%. The S&P up 9.5%, and the NASDAQ soared 12.1%. Trump said he authorized the 90-day pause after recognizing more than 75 countries that he had said have been negotiating on trade had not retaliated against his latest increases in tariffs. China, a huge exception. Those tariffs going to 125% against its products. Commodity futures across the board rose after Trump authorized the pause on certain tariffs to most countries. That pushed futures in agriculture, metals, and energy all into the positive for the day. For grains, the change caused futures to rebound from losses over previous days. Earlier today, China announced that it would raise tariffs on American goods to 84%, putting pressure on commodities supported from Chinese buying. The House Freedom Caucus is standing in the way of President Trump's call for one big bill of tax breaks and spending reductions. The group opposes the Senate GOP budget framework approved over the weekend because it doesn't cut enough spending. Today, Trump summoned House Republicans from the Freedom Caucus to the White House for what was described as a contentious midday meeting. Despite Trump's push, some of the Republicans told the president they could not support the Senate package without a commitment to steeper cuts. Before the meeting, Texas Representative Chip Roy was said, quoted, tired of the fake math in the swamp. And after the meeting, Roy said he was still a no. Fed Reserve officials think the fallout from President Trump's tariffs could lead to more persistent inflation. Tariffs and their effects were mentioned 18 times in the minutes from the Fed Open Market Committee's latest meeting as policymakers weighed the effects of his sweeping changes to trade policy. That compares with mentioned just once in the January meeting. The latest minutes cover the details of the Fed's March 19 to 20 policy meeting. Officials held the federal funds rate steady at a targeted range of 4.25% to 4.5%. The group signaled 0.75 percentage point cuts by the end of the year. Last week, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the Trump administration's expansive new tariffs would likely lead to higher inflation and slower growth for the U.S. economy. Powell said that the tariffs and their likely impacts on the economy and inflation are, quote, significantly larger than expected. Sources suggest the Trump administration may be considering softening its proposed fee on China-linked ships visiting U.S. ports after a flood of negative feedback. Industry representatives said the idea could be economically devastating. Changes under consideration include delayed implementation or amended fee structures. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer spoke to the Senate Finance Committee this week and said that not all of the agency's proposed fees would be implemented and may not be cumulative. Details of these and other stories in and out of Washington available at www.agripulse.com. Today's Job Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.